Rosenthal founded the festival 37 years ago as a way to reunite the students of violinist Yasha Heifetz and cellist Gregor Pietrogorsky. Zuhal Bailey says he has become fast friends with Rosenthal and has inherited the musical traditions the festival was built on.
We do have a very similar vision and similar kind of viewpoint of the past and the future. First of all, most of my teachers studied with Pietrogorsky. My lineage as a performer, in many ways, is what one degree of separation to Paul's. But obviously, I come from a different place than Paul, from a different time period than Paul, so I will have a unique fingerprint of my own, but with the same kind of genetic makeup.
Bailey is a renowned concert cellist and an artistic director in his own right. For the last 8 years, he's led El Paso Pro Musica. Bailey says the El Paso and Sitka festivals are alike in that they foster friendships among musicians, and the results can be profound for both the audience and performers.
If I get a group together of worldwide soloists and chamber musicians that can explore this music more than just once, and with the same people more than just once, I mean, it's the best for everybody, because they can, the music goes deeper and becomes more enriching, and also it enables people's friendships to grow greater, because a lot of times these festivals are throw-togethers of people who are obviously masters at their craft, but don't necessarily know the people they're playing with on the deepest level.
Paul Rosenthal performed last year at the El Paso Festival before he had formed the idea of passing on the Sitka Festival to Bailey. Rosenthal says the combination of Bailey's performance skills and festival management make him one of the best I've seen. Bailey was the logical choice to take over in Sitka, and Sitka audiences would insist on someone.
They wouldn't have let it end no matter if I had gotten hit by a bus. They would have come up with a perfectly good solution to make things continue as it was, because we are, I think, basically, even despite the economy, we're a pretty healthy organization financially and artistically, and I think that's hard to kill unless you want to kill it.
Rosenthal says that Sitka remains an important event in musical culture. Performance level artists are torn over ways to make a living in music. Rosenthal has friends who spend their careers in orchestra pits on Broadway, playing the same scores every day and twice on Saturdays for years. Alaska, for Rosenthal, was a different path, and the Sitka Festival an opportunity of his own making.
I wound up instead being able to pull together a lot of really lovely people in a place where people appreciate us and make us feel good for coming, and playing music that I just adore for an audience that says thank you for playing for us, and surviving on this planet, and that makes me very happy.
Audiences turn out for the Sitka performances regardless of what's on the program. Rosenthal has exploited that enthusiasm to explore seldom-heard chamber scores, as well as put some unusual instruments, like a concert harp, in the forefront. Zuhal Bailey says in Sitka, the sky's the limit.
As I travel this world and meet different people in very sporadically unique ways, to be able to open the opportunity to come to Sitka and be featured in what makes them unique is kind of the neat part about all of this. There are no rules, but yet the responsibility of the artistic director is to make sure there's something for everyone, and also a spectrum of colors and music and everything that kind of makes people want more for the next year.
And one thing more people may want to hear is even a retired Paul Rosenthal perform on the violin. Bailey says he'll be calling.
Paul's on my speed dial already, so it's going to be terrific that way as well.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.